Okay, what do you want to start with?
The original thing I had.
What?
Welcome, babe!
Steph, don't do that.
Okay. You can start then.
Welcome back to Seriously Dead.
On this episode,
okay, no,
Judah
no.
contemplates his life.
This is another fireside episode.
Yeah.
Is it called fireside?
Yeah, fireside chat.
Fireside chat.
And I want to make it, since you guys love the last one, I'm joking.
It was probably horrible. We're just listing questions and then boring answers. Like, it was probably horrible.
I don't know. I think we're still trying to figure out.
We're going to listen to it and then you say, Judah, I don't want to record that again.
No.
Like we did for episode one.
Okay, that was one time. One time. Out of how many episodes? Just one. If you didn't know, we're pre-recording this all.
This is immediately after the last Fireside episode.
Because we're pre-recording all these.
Because we're gone for a month.
So it's actually right now July 20th.
Why are you telling them the date?
Because I thought it would be fun.
It's okay.
Anyways, we should be studying right now because we actually have finals.
We have exams next week.
Like exactly next week. And guess what we're doing?
Sitting in my apartment.
We're spending 2 to 3 hours not studying and
not
talking.
Studying. I wasn't going to spend the time studying anyways. She was studying before. Yeah.
But it's really hard because I actually planned on studying this morning. And then I woke up and I was like, no, nope. And then I'm like, at 10 p.m. I will. At 12 p.m. I will. At 2.
So you're saying you kept pushing the time.
Yeah, I didn't start till like 30 minutes before I came over here.
That's why you're like, last question. I'm like, yeah, she's been studying for a while. No, she just started.
No, it was like 30 minutes into
Meanwhile,
it.
I was watching like anime and like YouTube while sleeping at the same time. Like that was life.
How do you watch anime while sleeping?
And YouTube. You get the YouTube part.
Okay, so Judah has like 3 screens in this room. Does that mean you turned away? Wait, he has 1, 2, 3 laptops.
3 laptops.
1 massive TV.
It's not that big.
It is pretty massive. And 1 monitor.
And the phone.
And a phone. Mm-hmm. So when you say you're watching anime and YouTube, do you have like the TV turned on and the monitor?
No.
Okay, what's your setup?
I watched on my phone.
You have like 2 massive
I'm not going to watch anime on my TV because I have to use the cast. You know what we're talking about? This is not a topic for podcast.
Like, you have like 2 massive screens and you're watching on your phone?
Yes, because I can lie down.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to sit down on a chair and...
I remember you buying that TV being like, I'll use it all the time
TV to watch Netflix. I use it to watch... some anime because my cousin's over and we can't just sit beside my phone. So yeah,
lying on my bed right next to each other, holding the phone up, watch it fall on our face.
You've done that before.
Is this like a what?
You can't remember
of us? Sorry, of me watching on a bed. Yeah,
every on one bed with one phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on. So you're judging it. That's why I'm like, why are you judging something you've done?
Because I don't have a TV.
Yeah, but.
Still. Anyways, I just think it's weird. You also have a couch.
Just to point out the fact that the title, the main topic for this episode has nothing to do with anime or TVs or screens.
But then a couple weeks ago when we were recording the first episode, you're like, you're too stiff. We need to go on tangents all the time. This is a tangent right here, Judah.
We haven't even started. It's like you want to draw a tree, right? But you start drawing the mountain and you're like, what about the tree? Let's forget about the tree.
Exactly. That's how it's supposed to go.
Okay.
But okay, we go back to school. So we have exams in 2 weeks. My biggest thing, though, is how do you get over procrastination?
I don't.
You know what's funny, Judah?
What?
I probably spend more time studying, but you actually do better on the exams than I do.
I don't know how I do that.
Like, do I need to copy you?
Don't copy me. No one should ever do what I have to.
Are you sure? Because like I'm not joking. I would spend another 10 hours plus on studying. And then Judah would just be like, oh, I'll just study the day before. Goes to an exam. He's like, yeah, that wasn't bad. I'm here like one time in tears almost because I thought I failed.
Is it because of that one siege?
Computer Architecture 1. critique even.
No, I studied like hell for that though. I remember
that. I don't remember the class.
I was like, I'm going to fail this class. So I had to study like a backflip.
My favorite, all I remember is like you and I were lab partners. And then the entire time during that lab, we were just bickering.
I don't remember bickering.
Yeah, because you're like, you didn't connect the wire right. I'd be like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I think you just confabulate. I don't. We, it was a perfect. Was a smooth lab. We failed together. It was just good.
Okay.
The lab reports. The TA kept marking us off.
Yeah.
Until the last one. Anyways.
Yeah, I remember the one time I went up to him and I asked if it answers, and he actually gave it to me.
Yeah, I don't think.
And then he later gave me the answers on the final exam. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you should document this, Steph.
Too late.
Well, you're in. What's the word? You have like proof in something.
I didn't. I'm pretty sure I didn't pass that final. So like, even if he gave me the answers, I don't think I did it properly.
You it was good. It was okay.
How do you know?
You're in third year.
Yeah.
So you passed.
That means nothing.
All right. How do you feel about the exams coming up? How many exams do you have?
I just wrote two finals before.
And you have four more.
Yeah.
Why do you have six exams instead of five? In our school, we have five exams per semester, depending on the amount of, well, yeah, go on.
There was a time where I was taking a course.
Are you going to name the name of this course?
I don't know if I want to. Should I?
It's your decision.
Like, I don't know. Okay, it was design analysis of algorithms.
I hate that class.
I actually hated it when I took it in school. Actually, and then I didn't do too well, so I dropped the class. And I was like, I want to do it again. But the school only offers it in the fall term.
Yep.
So then I decided to take it online.
She's going behind the school's back just to take this course.
So I can like not be behind anymore. So I took it online and I actually enjoy it a lot more online because I self-taught myself it. So I know it a lot better.
You self-taught yourself it?
Yeah, that's very confusing.
That's in English.
Anyways.
That is one English.
I self-taught myself.
Exactly one English.
Does that make it any better, that sentence?
You
I don't
self-taught
know.
Self-taught
yourself?
Yeah. You self-taught yourself?
No, I self-taught myself is what I said.
Okay.
Anyways. I was my own teacher. So I actually knew the material a lot better. And it actually changes the way I think of algorithms now. So it's actually kind of...
You said that you wrote the exam. Have the marks come out yet?
No.
When are they coming out?
I emailed the teacher and so he said a couple weeks.
So you don't know. Oh, okay.
But I don't believe that bullshit.
You think you're going to pass? You guys said that it was a good...
Yeah, it was really good. Oh, yeah. Kritika took this exam with me because she also dropped out of the class.
Remember Kritika? If this comes out before or after?
This is after.
Okay.
Yeah. We're also in the process of rearranging these episodes. So... we're still trying to find a groove, I think, in the podcast, which I don't think we
what
have
groove?
Found. You know how, like, I think as the more we do this, it should get easier, right?
No.
What?
No.
It's a coding.
What? It's right? Not. It's talking.
Yeah.
We've been talking since we're born, and you still can't, like, pronounce a sentence right, so.
Wow.
No, I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying, like, humans as a whole.
Wow, Judah.
I was not referring to you as a human.
You said that sentence.
Yeah, people say you when you're trying to make an analogy.
Yeah, and you just insulted me.
If take it as you will, I'm just saying I wasn't insulting.
That's like saying like I just stabbed you and be like, oh, I didn't stab you, I just poked you.
No, I didn't stab you.
Okay. You totally just insulted me.
No, I didn't. If you replace you with you, you know, it's English. You see, you in English can be singular or plural. And I was using plurally and you thought it was singularly. We talked about this in the last Fireside episode, how I'm so grammatically correct. And I'm not. Anyways, go on. What are you smiling about?
Oh, yeah. We also have our official audience member.
There's one audience member standing and smiling. Sorry, sitting and smiling.
Which is kind of interesting. You know what? I feel like Ellen now.
What? Are you going to give her gifts now?
Oh, my God. Watch me.
It's not a video. It's a podcast.
I'm crying.
Oh, no. We forgot to clap.
Oh, that's going to suck for you to edit.
No, we'll just clap at the end.
She wants to clap.
Okay. Go on. Let's go on with the non-existent topic.
Of school?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? Okay. You know what's really exciting? We have that 1 month off.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So after exams, I didn't talk about how I feel about exams. But anyways, after exams, we have the first break we've had since second year, the start of second year.
Yeah.
It's been and over we're going a year. Into 2 years.
Yeah, almost.
Stupid. The only break we had was Christmas, and that was like 2 weeks.
I think it was two and a half.
It was two. And I had to take a week off work so that it can be 2 weeks. It was 1 week from. Anyways, it was stupid. But this is our month off.
Because this is the. I get to go home.
Everyone's traveling.
Yeah, I get to go home. I'm going on a cruise.
She's going on a cruise.
But I do have some plans. Because you know what? Okay, instead of studying, I was actually on GitHub stalking projects.
Steph is a nerd.
No, I'm not.
You didn't get the joke the last time. What was it?
I don't remember. We did listen to that podcast again. I know we just recorded that.
I remember it, yeah.
But it's okay. But I was stalking some projects. And you know what I want to do instead of studying for exams?
Work on your projects.
Yeah, but I'm forcing myself not to.
You're forcing yourself not to work on your project. Even if you start, you're going to stop halfway through.
What?
Yes. It's such a big project. You're going to like, you know, I'm just do this in September.
Wow. We should name this episode Salt Stephanie.
I'm not insulting you. What are you talking about? No. I'm just saying the truth. That's what I do anyways. I'd stop halfway through.
I did have to pause the project because I was going back to school.
See? See? And you're on a cruise with your fams. You'd pause it then, wouldn't you?
I'd have no internet on the cruise.
Exactly.
Because I'm not a poor person that won't pay $20 a day for internet.
$20 a day?
Yeah, I know. It's expensive.
On the cruise?
Yeah. It's because it's also going outside of North America.
Yeah.
So we're going down south. So the internet prices are more expensive.
That doesn't make any sense.
That makes total sense.
Makes zero sense.
Are you looking at that?
I'm trying to find the joke on my phone. I found it. Okay. I'm not going to say it. Go on.
I love this audience member.
She has expression.
Yeah. Not the only one.
Okay, so Steph is going on a cruise. I am going to US or in Canada, if you forgot.
Why are you going to the US?
To see the fams, bro.
You know how we said, you said in the last episode you're not a programmer? I'm not
that programmer.
You are totally a programmer.
I'm not a programmer, Steph.
But okay, you're seeing the family and that's it?
Yeah, I'm just going to chill. In the US. Like, what else? I'm not going on a cruise, nothing fancy, just going to not cook for myself.
I mean, that's exciting.
Yeah.
But also, Judah said he would help me on my side project.
She asked me and Kritika with an excited face. We couldn't say
no. Yes. I'm excited about it because, okay.
It's like, hey, let's start a company.
No, it's not a company.
Such a huge project.
It's a project. It's just a side project.
It's just a side project. Yeah. Steph.
I have big ideas, yes. But it's just starting off small.
Yeah. We're not starting off, we're going straight into headlong.
I'm still stuck in a database design and it's been like 3 weeks.
We haven't even started the project.
Actually, more than that, it's been 2 months.
Okay.
I still haven't finalized database design.
I mean, you can never finalize a database design. It's like...
I know. I'm not one person that like wants a perfect before I start, and I know that's never possible, so hence why delayed start dates always.
Ooh, okay. So, we can take a break now.
Wow.
It's 1 minute left.
Okay. Okay, we left off talking about the summer.
We just three times.
But Judah, are you just gonna go to your cousin's house? Like, what else are you doing?
I don't think I'm going to do anything related to computers this August.
Really?
I don't know.
Really?
I do not know.
Because you
will
do that side project right there about the mapping of like your computer.
That's already kind of finished. There's some bugs I need to fix, but that's done. I will work on things before I travel and after I come back. But in between, I'm probably just gonna.
Well, you have like, I think, 3 podcast videos to edit. I think, I don't know how much we have. I think 3 or 4.
I would try and do as much as I can beforehand. So I'll do most on the plane too, probably.
Yeah, because we need it also. Anyways,
it's a pastime.
You're not doing anything?
Somehow.
No?
During in Dallas?
Not during, but you're coming back to Ottawa one point.
I'm saying like before and after, like in August. When I'm in Ottawa in August, I will do stuff, but whilst I'm gone, I probably wouldn't do much.
True. I want to do that either. I think my thing is I'm trying to gear up for interview season number 4.
Number 1 for me.
With Or actually, number two, if you say with external companies outside the co-op navigator. Yeah, external
companies, number one for me.
So, and that's going to be January. Total. And I know I'm starting early, but, yeah, but
what do you mean early? You're going to apply January?
No, I'm preparing as in like just reviewing materials, practicing.
For January?
Yeah.
Isn't applications open in September?
Yeah, but then interviews don't usually happen till late December.
And so, well, you have to apply first.
Yeah. So I'm working on that. Also, fun fact, I purchased my Grace Hopper ticket.
I'll say, so what is Grace Hopper?
Grace Hopper is the Grace Hopper celebration. So it's the biggest gathering of...
Who is Grace Hopper?
Grace Hopper is actually one of the coolest... She was actually like the one of the people that were...
More importantly, when is Grace Hopper?
Am I advertising?
Do you get the joke?
No.
You've watched Infinity War.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Steph, you need to get your pop culture references in check.
Oh my God. Anyways,
go on.
Anyways, Grace Hopper is basically one of like a computer programmer in during like World War II, I believe, or World War I. I don't remember.
History.
But she was very, very, very vital as she created like a lot of programs are helping to
fight,
I guess.
So to help murder people.
No, that's not. Anyways, it's basically the biggest and largest gathering of female in like technology industry.
And some males.
Yeah, there's some males.
But in this world where there's no gender anymore, some humans where one are more towards the feminine side.
What?
Like if someone says, wait, what about trans and other people? No, you need to appeal to all the audience.
Yeah. Yeah, I do agree. But
I'm just being a chicken. Okay. Go on.
Anyways, it's really cool because...
Grace Hopper. So how was the first one you went to?
It was awesome. I went with my friend. And it was really, really good.
You went with who?
Anita.
Okay.
Hopefully maybe we'll get her on the podcast one day. Because she's a really cool person. So I went with her and it was really cool because I'd never seen so many software developers that are female in one room. The most I've ever seen was probably six.
That's bad.
And that was from different teams.
That's bad.
Yeah. And then all the other, like, when I say all the other times I worked, it was only like two times, but like I'm usually one of two females or the only female on the team. So it was really cool to like be in a room of like, it was 18,000 girls there. 18,000. That was insane. That was really cool. I don't know. I didn't feel like a minor. Or I didn't feel like an outsider anywhere.
Do you feel like an outsider?
Not
when you're like in class or like in work?
Not really, because I don't pay attention in class.
Then why are you saying you didn't feel like an outsider at Grace Hopper if you don't usually feel like an outsider, huh?
I don't think I meant to that. I think it was just more shocking that
you didn't expect that, or you just didn't realize it as
I didn't realize there's so many females in it. I thought it was a very small number of us, just because I haven't seen so many.
Yeah.
So to see that number grow like times like 3,000, mm-hmm. That was really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll send Judah. He should like come with me.
I was going to apply
to the Twitter scholarship.
But apparently, what is, so if I apply to the Twitter scholarship, I don't have to pay for the flight ticket and all that?
So you get an early interview.
But
So you're interviewing for an internship early before like actual applications open. And if you get it, they will pay for you to go there. Everything. All expenses paid.
Have you applied?
Yes.
Did they accept you?
They don't give replies till August.
Oh.
Still opened.
I should try and apply, shouldn't I?
I've been telling you that for a very long time.
I've been saying I'd do it, but push me. You need to do something.
Okay. When Judah says that, I will literally send him links and be like,
me the links.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
Do you want me to pull up the receipts?
Probably.
No, groups and to you.
You didn't send me personally this particular link.
Oh my God. I'm going to look for it, but.
I don't think we should do that on the podcast.
No, I have the receipts for it.
What receipts?
Oh my God. I can't with you.
What receipts? You didn't send me any link about Grace Hopper. You sent it to maybe the group.
No, it was to you as well. I promise.
Right? Are you actually just going to look at it?
I'm like looking now.
Meanwhile, I don't know about Grace Hopper. How many males were there?
How many males?
Mm-hmm.
So not all of them were like purchased tickets. They were sponsored by another company, but I wouldn't say there's a big amount. There was a small, like I want to say at least 100.
Dang. Wait, what?
Yeah.
At least 100
yeah.
males.
Yeah.
So let's say 100 males and 18,000 females.
Mm-hmm. It's a sea of females.
I can't calculate. I cannot calculate the percentage or the ratio. Anyways, go on.
Yeah, so, but it was really cool because at first I was very...
100 to 1. Go on.
No, one of the biggest things that really annoys me...
180. 118.
So one of the really cool things that they talked about in the last conference was that we need that, yeah, the industry's taking over our men doesn't necessarily mean we should push them out either. Like, we should all be, like, friends and allies and
equality.
Support each other. Yeah. Because...
Yay, equality.
We're the same.
We're all in this together.
Okay, why are we singing this song?
Because equality.
But yeah, that's what I was hoping to do. So I purchased a ticket again, mm-hmm. but...
It was how much, Steph?
Like 600 Canadian.
Canadian.
Yeah.
600. I mean, that's not a bad price.
Yeah, but the only thing about it is I don't have...
$600 to give.
No, it's more of getting money for the rest of the trip. So, like, last time we were sponsored by the school, mm-hmm. and we were able to go with almost all expenses paid.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. And this time around, I don't know what it's looking like. So, I'm actually... either sell my ticket or actually pay it out of my pocket, which I'm not sure if I want to because
she's not going to pay it out of her pocket.
I'm still living the student life.
Don't do it. You have rent to pay.
I do have rent to pay. So it's most likely
expensive
to sell the
rent too.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that.
What do you mean? Living the luxurious life.
Luxurious life. I have moved so many times within the last like years in university than like ever. I moved, I think, 4 times.
I only moved twice.
Within the span of 3 years?
I've only moved once.
Well, do you count moving to res?
Like, that's initial movement.
Yeah.
So does that count? Then that was twice. But I didn't move. I just brought my boxes from Newfoundland. I bought everything else.
I remember moving Judah, and he ordered an Uber XL.
Yeah. Because I didn't have family here.
And then you made me sit in the vehicle while you're like, I'll just walk there and meet you guys.
Yeah.
Did and that was the first time I met your cousin, too. And I also pronounced his name wrong the entire time, and no one corrected me.
Okay. Moving on.
Judah, you need to tell me these things next time.
Tell you what? How to pronounce the human's name?
Yeah.
Should ask the human.
Okay. So, when you are not in vacation, what are you doing? Like, in terms of coding, work?
If I'm not on vacation, yeah, I'm like, just doing stuff. I can either code. Oh, do you mean this August or in general?
Do you have any plans? Like, what in terms, what to code?
And wait, okay, so you're saying this August, or mm-hmm. if I had free time, what do I do?
This August.
This August. Mm-hmm. What I plan to do.
Yeah.
I don't plan to do anything this August, as I said, but if I had time to do something this August, I would work. I have a whiteboard right behind me because of my house, and I have like a list of things. I do. And at the right, I have 2 games. I want to make 2 games.
Your thing says make the instrument.
Yes.
Can you please?
Elaborate. Yeah.
You know what I'm picturing here? I'm picturing Judah with pots and pans and like with a spoon.
To make an instrument?
Yeah. Like
no, make
set.
The instrument.
What's the...
Just put an AL behind that and make the instrumental. Is someone wants me to make music.
You know what? I don't like that answer. Can you go back and just be like you're making an instrument?
Yes, I'm making a new instrument, Steph.
Is it called pots and pans?
No, it's going to be called... my brain cannot come up with any name right now.
You know what? You're probably the annoying person that bangs on the wall to make it sound like music.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
Anyways, I'm going to be making 2 games. And probably YouTube videos.
You know what's interesting about Judah? He also does a lot of music.
Yeah,
you don't talk about your hobbies here.
There's no topic to talk about the hobbies.
Music, your YouTube channel.
I do music, YouTube, and art.
You know the one thing I kept asking you for a really long time?
No.
Why are you in CompSci?
I've answered this question.
I know,
like
5
times.
I'm asking this for the podcast.
Why am I inside comp?
Yeah.
Inside. I'm inside CompSci.
So, why are you in CompSci?
I am in CompSci because I chose to be in CompSci. CompSci is computer science for those who cannot understand.
The answer. was shit.
I'm in comp sci because I want to learn how to comp sci. I could learn to do art. I could learn to do music. I could learn to.
But make why comp? Like, because you have such a passion in the beginning when I like first year, second year. You had more of a passion for like those for music and for video. Like, I guess can you call it videographer? I don't know what you call those people.
Yeah.
Videographer. Sure. You had like more of a passion for that. And you said you would rather go to film school at one point.
I said I will go to film school after university or something.
Why not just do that?
Because you don't have to. I'm not even going to film school anymore because you don't need film school for these things. You don't need.
Okay, then why not? Why did you choose comp sci over pursuing
you something? You can't put all your things in one bucket.
So music and video?
There's music, there's video, and there's art, right? But like, I can learn all that as I'm learning in school, which is what exactly I'm doing, because I cannot learn comp sci by myself. Can I?
I guess
you can. We talked about this in one episode. Exactly.
Actually, that was part of the erased episode one.
No, but we still talked about it in the episode one?
Not the new one.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We talked about it in episode two.
I think in episode one, we talked about it a little bit, the new one, but
look, we don't even know our own episodes. Like, this is horrible.
You know why? Because we sit here for 2 to 3 hours recording 2 to 3 episodes, and by the end of each episode, like, we're both dying.
We're dead. But it's just for
there was one time where Jude and I would just watch a YouTube video for 20 minutes and we forgot to continue.
We forgot what the topic was.
And then we had to listen back to the podcast.
We did listen back.
We didn't?
No, it was with Pritika. Oh. And we're just like, it was like, yeah, the card, we had to empty the card. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just always curious because like you had more of a passion for that. And I was always wondering why comp sci.
Why not? I have a passion for comp sci too.
Do you? I'm joking. You do.
Don't I?
You do. It was more. I don't think it showed as much in first and second year.
That I had passion for comp sci.
Because every single time I talked to you about comp sci, you were always complaining.
What? Give me an example. See.
I hate this class.
What class?
These assignments are annoying.
Okay, assignments are always
annoying.
I
wish I was doing nothing.
Yes. Wait, you're just saying things that everyone says, except.
Like, I think my thing is more. I wish I wasn't getting marked on this.
Assignments are annoying.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I wish I was doing nothing.
Still. There's also like one point where you're like, I can't remember like exactly what you said because it was a while back, but it was a while. I should record everything you say next time.
Yes, I am a gold mine. Everyone needs to record everything I say.
You say some weird shit.
What?
You do.
Okay. What is your, what the word? What do you do outside comp sci?
Me?
Yes. Nothing.
Wow.
I'm just given options.
Well, I used to be part of student association, so I did a lot
of comp sci.
I also organized a hackathon.
Okay.
Logistics side, which has nothing to do with the whole coding
hackathon
side.
Itself.
No, I'm dealing with booking venues, like
so you're
catering. Scheduling.
You're interested in.
I used to be a summer camp counselor. I love. Oh shit.
I just jumped. Go on.
I used to be a summer camp counselor. I love like planning activities. I love.
So you like being an event planner and organizing things.
I think I liked more being the boss because as a summer camp counselor, I boss these kids around. Who's when?
Yes.
Like these kids look up to you and they are willing to do anything.
To get your attention?
Yeah.
Steph, are you saying you're like, you crave that? You crave the attention of little kids? Oh my gosh, Steph.
No, it was more like, it was really fun because like, I love working with kids. That was just a weird comment you made, but.
What do you mean it was weird? That's exactly what you alluded to.
Again, I almost dropped my laptop. Renaming this episode to.
I wish I was recording that. Go on.
You both like screamed. No, we're both renaming this episode to.
What? Steph wants the attention of little kids?
Oh my god.
Or what?
No.
What are you going to say?
To Judah, just...
Burning people.
Yeah.
No. Y'all just take what I say wrongly, though. And maybe if I listen to it,
how is it wrongly?
Because I don't intend to say that.
Okay, but if someone perceives it that way...
Yeah, whose fault is it?
Yours.
Or the person's.
Are you saying my feelings are invalid?
No, I'm saying that the intention can differ from the perception. Wow, that sounded smart.
Okay, but what you're saying is, oh, like, I'm going to take it to a more extreme scenario.
Sure.
Okay, you can be going to like, let's go, you're going to a bank and you have a gun with you and you're going to them like, give me money. And they're like, okay, I want to give you money. You're like, no. I was just saying, like, give me the money, but I don't mean for you to, like, I don't know what I'm saying, actually, at this point.
Exactly. It's like, I go to the bank with a fake gun.
You're saying that people's feelings are invalid.
What? Not feelings, yeah. No. I'm saying that.
Because there's some times that Judah actually says something that's very stupid, and Critique and I are both offended by it.
Of course.
Yeah. And then Judah will be like, no, you're just taking it wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Like, are you this, not a person
like
that,
this once, like, just now when
are
I
you
was
not
saying,
a person?
when I was like you, and like, you took it as I was referring to you, but I wasn't referring to you as a human. I was referring to you as a scenario. You know when, like, imagine you did this.
But you didn't say imagine.
No, like, you know don't you get what I'm saying? When someone is trying to give an analogy.
You, at that point, did not sound like you're giving an analogy.
It's not my fault that you didn't take it that way.
I think we had this conversation so many times for the point where is like, knowing the type of people or the type of person I am, wouldn't you already know that would be taken that way?
Yes.
Okay. That just answers every question. So you're saying is, you know it's taken that way.
Yes.
And you continue to say it.
Yes.
And you get offended that I get offended.
I don't get offended. I get joy.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode. We're just going to end it here because this is... I can't.
All right.
No.
Do the plugs.
Make sure to listen to us on... joking. Okay, we're on every platform almost.
Well, every platform that Anchor gives us.
And we're on Twitter. So tweet at us at SeriouslyDevs and let us know if you agree with Judah. Or are you on my
clearly
side?
Clearly, you don't agree with me. I'm just I'm trying to play the bad guy here.
What?
Yeah. Oh my God. You have to be a good. It's a good cop and a bad cop.
You know? You know what you sound like you're doing. You know how there's like that. What is it? In every movie, it's like girls love bad guy, like bad boys. Are you doing that?
If you can see my face now, I have like the most confused face.
Yeah, I love you looking at the camera. That's off.
I wasn't looking at the camera. I was looking at the light switch, but. Oh, anyways, no, I just no, not that bad guy. No, it was meant to be the end of the episode.
The other episode you were doing that. Okay.
No, like,
okay, but
no.
Like, tweet at us, let us know if you agree with me or Judah, or you just think we're both stupid, which is very possible. And you can also leave us comments, messages, or voice messages or questions on Anchor, and if you do, we will get back to you and probably answer your questions on this podcast.
Correct.
Thank you, Judah.
For
the correctness.
For I'm
and we will see / hear you.
You will hear us next week. She always has problems with
it. I do have the problem at the end.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, we're on YouTube, by the way.
What?
We're on YouTube.
No, yeah, okay.
See ya.
Okay.